Talk about this year, again, we all know how competitive you are. We know now at this point in your career, it's about winning championships, period. I know you're going through a difficult year this year. You know, on the outside, it's new for you, on the outside, looking in, trying to get to the playoffs. What do you guys got to do with the 28, 29 games remaining to get to that spot? Because we all say if y'all get there, who wants to play you in the first round of the playoffs?
Well, what we're dealing with right now is trying to rediscover our identity. We had a good rhythm with Powell and Dwight playing. And then Dwight goes down. Then we have to move Powell to the starting lineup. Now we're starting to roll again. Now Powell goes down. So we're constantly having to shuffle what our identity is and what our rhythm is. And we have to do that again now that Powell's out for, you know, for a period of time. So it's just about kind of finding that rhythm and then getting into the playoffs and then going for a championship.
And Kobe, obviously you got five championships already, and the talk this weekend has been surrounding what Michael Jordan's comments were on the five rings to one ring. What's your take on what Michael said, and how important are rings to it, to a discussion like
that? I don't really see that as being a big deal. I don't understand what the big hype is. It's real. It's real talk. I mean, we're in it to win championships, period. You know, when I was growing up, is you know, Shaq and myself, we were both measured by championships. And for us, it was championship or bust. It wasn't about MVPs. It wasn't about numbers. It was about if you don't win a championship this year, you're a failure. And that's something that we had to deal with. And pressure I had to accept. And even after Shaq left, it was, well, Kobe doesn't win a championship without Shaq. His previous three don't mean anything. And that's just the pressure that you have to deal with.